You know, one of our fun features on this show is the Hawaii Garden and Forest segment. And today, we rebroadcast a story where we reached out across the Pacific to learn about ohia-like trees growing in California and New Zealand. The species known as the New Zealand Christmas tree, or pohutukawa, gets people from Hawaii excited when they see them growing on the streets of San Francisco. Kumuhula Patrick Makuakani, who lives in the city by the bay, talked to us about how delighted he is because he's got one growing in his yard.
So they're not ohia trees, although they look like ohia trees, and as my kumu said, close enough. And when you're a hula dancer and you need to make a lei po or any kind of lei, and those trees with those blossoms, I mean, they're the ones from Aotearoa, right? They're called pohutukawa. So they look like lehua. They look like ohia. And they're everywhere. In fact, in the house that I bought, thank God, before the whole market went cuckoo, is a huge lehua tree in front of my house. So
red or yellow?
Red.
Red.
Oh, only get two yellow, and I know where both of them are, and I will never give that information up. But most of them are red, and so when I open my door every morning, that's what greets me. And for me, it's just who... Every morning, I get that. Although it doesn't bloom, it's not in bloom throughout the year. But just to have that as like a way to kiss me every morning to say hello is the best. And then drive down my street, tons, plenty more trees. And then when I go through the Mission and this district, I mean, they're everywhere. I'm surprised I haven't gotten into an accident looking at all these trees. But I have parked my truck underneath them and made a lei while I was eating a burrito.
Oh, okay. But now, are you going to do a hula?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I should write a mele about all this lehua in San Francisco. So it should be coming out sometime soon.
Okay, burritos and ohia lei. That was Kumuhula Patrick Makuakani talking about the trees in San Francisco that are believed to be the ancestors of our native Hawaiian ohia trees. That conversation got us to wondering about the threat to the New Zealand trees. We reached out to USDA's Lisa Keith about new plant pathology research that's been underway here in the islands.
We actually have a collaborative project with researchers in New Zealand to see if their native Metrosideros, which is Metrosideros excelsa, or the pohutukawa, is vulnerable to attack by these two new rod fungi that are attacking ohia here. You know, even for our varieties and species here, we're trying to get a better, like a bigger picture of how bad will rapid ohia deaths actually get, and is it possible that ohia or the New Zealand species, do they have natural resistance? So we've started a program. We've actually received seeds from a variety of locations in New Zealand, and we've grown them out, propagated them, grown them up to the right size to actually do inoculation studies to see if it will succumb to disease, if we can see symptoms when we put in the Ceratocystis fungi.
So tell us about that plant in New Zealand, because I've also heard it referred to as the like New Zealand Christmas tree.
Right. It's kind of interesting. You know, after doing some research, really, to get a better understanding of their native Metrosideros, it was very plentiful. I mean, it made up, boy, a large portion of their forests. But because of invasive species, some animals, some introduced pests, apparently, maybe since the 90s, they've lost close to 95% of their ohia-like trees.
That's terrible.
They're native trees, yes. So, you know, for them, just like for us, I mean, they're really a sign of strength and beauty, and these huge trees that exist kind of on their coastlines. They do very well on the cliffs. You know, there's not a lot left. So really, the protection of them from anything that might be newly introduced, trying to get a better idea if that's something to worry about for these trees.
Are they a protected species in New Zealand? Or endangered?
Yeah, they're highly protected, and you know, they're trying to propagate and replant and really conserve just like we are here.
Now, they are growing all over San Francisco. The city has planted them as a street tree, and they're very popular, and they do really well over there.
Yes, that is true. As a landscape tree, you know, in various locations, and some of the trees get very, very large. So, you know, it would be good to know if again, these Ceratocystis fungi get to California or they're introduced into New Zealand, what will happen to these Metrosideros excelsa trees?
So where do we have the young plants growing, the seedlings that where you're doing the research? Is it there on the Big Island or here on Oahu?
Yeah, so actually in the USDA Agricultural Research Service facility in Hilo. In our greenhouse, we've propagated the plants. We have many, many healthy plants. The first experiments have gotten started. Right now, it's more than 10 weeks into the process. And kind of a side-by-side comparison, if we inoculate healthy seedlings of the Metrosideros excelsa from New Zealand, along with the Metrosideros polymorpha from Hawaii, which we know are susceptible, you know, we kind of watch and wait to see what is happening. And so far, unfortunately, as we knew, our ohia are susceptible. So we're starting to see wilt symptoms already. Actually, within the month, we started to see some symptoms. But more than 10 weeks now, right now, the seedlings from New Zealand still look really healthy. You know, it's a test in progress, kind of the first test of its kind. So it's really just to wait and see what's going to happen.
So it might be they have a natural immunity?
Yeah, we're hoping that, you know, maybe there's enough of a genetic difference to actually be resistant or extremely tolerant, as in, even though there might be some minor setback in health, it will not actually die and could potentially overcome the fungus and, you know, not actually come down with disease.
Is there any way to, like, inoculate our trees or, you know, kind of like a vaccine?
That's a really great question. You know, in some other plant diseases, they use kind of a less virulent strain where it's almost like what you mentioned, a vaccine. You know, it's too early to tell with us. We have isolated hundreds and hundreds of different isolates or the fungi, but from various locations infecting trees. And when you look at them, we're just starting to try to get a better understanding if they're all really genetically similar and can they all cause disease in the same time and manner. So it'd be nice to think maybe there are some strains that are less virulent and could serve that purpose, but definitely good research for the future.
So who contacted whom? Did we contact the New Zealand government or did they make the overtures to us?
Well, I was invited to a biosecurity meeting in New Zealand once word of our new disease started to spread. The concern was there. The similarity for our native Metrosideros is there. Some of it was actually just doing some collaboration to make sure that biosecurity at their borders, they know what to look for, how to test for our fungi, and then making connections. You know, they don't want our fungus going there to test. So the idea was to send their plant material to us to test.
And do we have any of their ohia here?
You know, there are some nursery varieties, but it turns out that they're not purely excelsa. Some of them are actually hybrids of more than one species. So, you know, we did some preliminary work with as many nursery varieties that we could get our hands on just to kind of get that first glimpse. Is it possible that there's tolerance, you know, in those species? And it looked promising. So that's why we really wanted to continue getting pure stock, pure seeds from New Zealand specifically, that they know the genetics behind it, they know the locations where these mother trees are located, and then we can work with that material.
Would there be any reason to do any research with the ohia trees in San Francisco?
I think we've probably got it covered to get started. You know, if the test proves to show that there is definite tolerance or even resistance, you know, we could try to figure out what type of varieties are planted there, you know, and that's then just work to come. Like I mentioned, there's other species of Metrosideros in the state of Hawaii. There's other species in New Zealand, and probably the best idea would be to gather the material from specific locations again, so you know the lineage or genealogy of the plant material that you're working with. You know, it's really the start of a much bigger screening program with a larger collaboration here with Forest Service and also with Forest Service on the mainland. I mean, it's really garnering a lot of attention because it is so critical. I mean, information is critical to know, again, how bad can it be here when it comes to restoration, you know, for landscaping purposes, for biocultural applications. We really need to know, well, what is the potential outcome if the fungi spread? So it's really the tip of the iceberg of a much bigger program, but it's really exciting, you know, and definitely hopeful. So that's kind of a bright spot when it comes to this devastating disease.
That was plant pathologist Lisa Keith from the USDA office in Hilo. We're sharing a rebroadcast of a conversation we had about research underway to determine if our rapid ohia death disease could impact New Zealand's native pohutukawa trees.